Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
I'm Corinne Eldor. Ever feel like you're playing small? Well, turn up the volume on my podcast, Share a Voice. Every Thursday, I sit down with the wave makers and game changers on everyone's radar. I'll be sharing inspo and takeaways based on my conversations with disruptors, visionaries, and compelling creatives about how they express themselves in their work. Prepare for tons of mic drop moments and subscribe so that you catch every soundbite. I'm fascinated by the power of feeling heard and taking up space. And I'm amped up about sharing these conversations with you.
Welcome back to my weekly podcast, Taste of Taylor. I'm your host, Taylor Strecker. And joining me today is my friend... my witness.
Yes, your Jehovah's Witness.
Claudia Ashray, girl with no job. Hey, girl. Hey, I love you.
I'm so excited to be back here. I'm sure the people who listen to your podcast, oh, this whore again.
No, they love you.
Yeah, that's
you.
Right. You can't get rid of me, bitch.
So you are here today. She's literally in the flesh, which I can't tell you the last time.
I know that I saw you.
I was on the toast.
Oh, actually, just saw you.
Like, literally. That's why I was like, guess what?
A week ago to the day.
I'm having you on Taste of Taylor because I need an episode, but also we're doing something very exciting, and I'm figuring people love wedding content, so why not lean in while we have the content?
Totally, and I think actually people our age, and yes. I obviously say our... but like young people have started to make what you're doing today, like they've made it an event. I remember when I got married, everyone was like, you should, like, because it's torture to go to City Hall.
Torture.
Spoiler alert, we're going to City Hall and getting your marriage license, and it's a very painful experience.
Very.
So people have made it like a nice, fun activity. They bring like witnesses. They sometimes even bring a photographer. Those people are really extra. When I went, I wore like a wedding dress from the costume store, and it arrived on the day, and it was like a ghost of like... it was like a Frankenstein bride dress.
I'm dead.
I'll show you a picture. It was so twisted. But so I'm excited to be here. Like, we're going to make it like a fun fucking outing.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you how we arrived here. So basically in New Jersey, there's two steps. So first step is you have to get like this like application filled out. And then like you have to hire somebody to come to your home, which they do now. Maybe that's a COVID thing. And then that is the thing. So this is like a two-step process.
Right, this is part one.
Part one. So we were like, Tay and I literally were like, who? Like, Tay was like, we have an appointment literally coming up, like, we need somebody. And I literally called it. I was like, I want it to be somebody that we love,
of course,
both equally, that we feel connected to. And I was like, I just, like, we were like going through a bunch of her friends, a bunch of my friends, and I don't know why I just didn't think of you.
Well, I was honored, but now
I know.
I was the last person.
Everyone
else wasn't available.
No, we were about to bring my mom with me.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, so listen, that's my point. As we were,
she,
like,
deserves it,
because we were like, who gets to cut? Like, this is huge. This is like the first important thing that we do for our wedding.
Yes.
officially. And like, we really want someone special to both of us. And so she was like going with friends of hers. She was like, eh. I was like, I don't have any friends. And then I remembered I did. And her name is Claudia. I don't know why you just like weren't in my brain for some crazy reason.
That's okay. When you texted me, like, can I ask you a huge favor? I'm like, what does this bitch want?
What did you think I was going to ask you to do?
Oh, can you co-host Taste of Taylor for 6 hours on Friday at 6 a.m? Like, I don't know. I thought it was like something work related, but like, I was just like, yeah, like I always say yes to you.
Yes. Same.
And I just wasn't expecting to be asked a question that was so lovely.
Yes.
And humbling.
Aww.
And dare I say, grounding? Dare I say, emotional? I was just not expecting. I was like laying in bed in my chin, like I was eating, like I was like looking disgusting. I just wasn't expecting my life to change when you asked me if I could do you a favor. You're doing me a favor by letting me be here.
So Tay and I are laying in bed, and I was like, who can we get? And then Tay was like, we need someone without a job.
Taylor thought of it first.
And she goes, girl with, and I was like, oh my God. So immediately I was like, Mom, you don't have to come. Because I, like, how could I? Anyway, you came, like, what is this, a 48-hour turnaround that you're doing this? Thank you.
I was doing nothing else.
Claudia, honestly, there's a very short list of people that I would want to be here, and it's like only three, and you are on it.
Well, I have a short list too, but now that I know that you forgot about me, your spot on the short list has been replaced with Taylor Donahue, because she actually remembered me.
Come on, give me a fucking break. I literally love you so much.
Me too.
And this is like,
I feel like every time we podcast together, it's just like a love fest.
I know.
I feel like it's boring because we say the same thing every time. Like, oh my God, I just
fine, let's get
so
to a fight.
Much. Whenever we get drunk, we also do that. Like, I just love you. Like, we're so annoying when we're drunk together.
Whether there's a microphone
or not.
Let's
fight. Let's fight.
Let's get into a fight. What can we fight about?
I don't know. I have so much respect for you. I don't even have anything like mean to say.
Do you want to start a fight over my nails? Because they're so bad.
And ready? I see your nails and I up you mine.
No. Let me see. No way. Mine are so much more disgusting.
What are you doing for your nails for the wedding?
I just something like a pale, simple pink. Yeah. I'm really approaching this wedding kind of like laissez-faire.
You're so chill.
I'm right. Don't you think?
You're not like other girls.
Thank you. I'm not like a regular bride. I'm a cool bride.
Yeah, you are.
But
I'm not like a regular bride. You're a betch's bride.
Hey guys. Yeah. Remember? I remember that. You know, I'm going to do bridal content over on Taste of Taylor.
When you were hosting that podcast, were you even a fiance?
No, I wasn't even a fiance.
I guess that makes sense as to why you got fired.
Totally. I mean, fair talk. I was there hosting, and even though I wasn't a bride, I had been a bride and knew I would be a bride.
That's true, actually.
And then the pandemic hit, and they were like, you like have no point of reference for what we're going through, so like, you've got to go.
You were no longer relatable.
I was not, and I was like, you know what? Preach. And then I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'll show them. I'm going to get engaged.
Is that why you guys got engaged?
Yes,
don't lie.
It is absolutely why, because I am a spiteful,
revenge,
petty bitch. No, I mean, but I bet they miss me. But I'm here. I'm here doing wedding content.
No, here comes the fucking bride, bitch.
Exactly.
What song are you walking down the aisle to?
I think just like Pac Bell. You know.
Excuse me? What's that, English?
Canon and D.
Sing
you know.
It for me.
I can't. It's instrumental, but I'll hum it.
I see. Stunning.
Yes.
Stunning.
Thank you. But we don't know where we're going to come back up the aisle to.
Oh, like when it's over and you're like running down celebrating?
Yes, you got it.
So in like Jewish weddings, I'm sure you remember from mine, you actually don't have a song for that.
No, I don't remember from yours. I wasn't there.
Oh my God. That was like right before we met. Oh my
God. No. Wait, listen. We have never talked about this.
Yes, we have.
We're talking about it again. You want to fight it?
You and I have like four things we always talk about. And one of because you're repetitive, Rita. And the first thing we always talk about is how you weren't at my wedding. Yes. And it's like the worst thing of my life.
Of your life.
But we had like just met and like we weren't like super close.
Wait, can I told like, I don't think I've told you this part of the story.
I'm telling
though.
You have. Like, I know everything. So what are you about to say?
My manager at the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Who essentially introduced us.
Yeah.
He was like, I think we're going to get weird. Cause he knew. Yeah. He's like, I think he thought because of my relationship with you, how it was blossoming. He goes, I actually think we're going to get invited to Claudia's wedding. And I was like, you know what? I've been a bride. I know the way this goes. So I'm just going to say, let's manage expectations. I'm going to say, I don't expect it. If I do, I will be shooketh. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so we weren't. And then, and he was like, aren't you mad? And I was like, I'm not.
No, the
I'm
thing
not
is,
mad. I genuinely, but he was.
I have
He'll
like
never forgive you.
I'm okay with that. I have like no regrets about my wedding, except the only thing that I sometimes think about is like,
except
I
was, inviting me.
Can I fucking finish my fucking sentence? The only thing is, like, I was so young when I got married, and like, your friendships aren't really formed.
No.
And I feel like now I'm at a place in my life where I'm so cemented in like who I love and respect and who I stand by and who stands by me. And a lot of those people were not at my wedding. There were a lot of people at my wedding who, like, I don't even fucking talk to anymore.
That's weddings.
So that's why people, no, but that's weddings, especially when you're young.
People especially
are,
when you're young.
People are like, well, what if you change your mind? I'm not fucking changing my mind. Ben is stuck with me and I'm stuck with him. Like, that's, that part I'm not worried about. It's the guest list that really, because I, like, my two best friends in the world, you and Brian, weren't even there. I didn't even know Brian.
Isn't that crazy?
I know.
I will say, I mean, it wasn't just my guest list. I knew my guest list was atrocious for my first wedding, but even my bridal party was compromised. Like, yeah. We never got an album because I...
What?
I know.
I never got one either.
Fortuitous. Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm just too lazy. I still have to pick out the photos.
Well, same.
Yeah.
But for me, he was pushing because he was so type A, and I was like, I don't want pictures of your sister.
Of course. I understand that.
Like, I don't want to pay $6,000 for people, like, pictures of people that drove me nuts and, like, yeah. I don't get along with. Like, we get them for free. This is so dumb.
Do you have any of, like, the solo shots of you from your wedding?
I actually do. I have like a framer of him and me in the vineyard.
No, not him, just you.
I look stunning.
Yeah, no, did you have like any solo photo shoot moments at your wedding, your original one?
Just a handful, but I never like officially got those pictures. I like, there's some on my Instagram.
Can I ask you a question, like a
yes,
deep question?
Please.
What are your feelings on being married for twice?
Okay, interesting. So
I just want to say, unbelievably cool.
Do you?
Only like cool people have two ex-wives, you know, like.
I know, right?
I like it, but you tell me how it makes you feel.
I feel sometimes like I feel curmudgeon-y and like jaded. Like it makes me, because like Tay will say things and I'm like, like I'm smug, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I have to, and I love her so much, and then I have to be like, don't be smug because this is her first wedding. And then I always say, and only, so bridezilla out. Be a bride, be excited, be giddy. Like, but I also have that perspective to be like, honestly, this doesn't matter.
Totally.
And we're paying for our wedding. So mm-hmm. It's kind of like, not that it would matter if our parents were chipping in. Like,
no, but
like,
you feel closer to the vest.
But
like,
totally, and closer to the finances.
Yeah.
So it's more like, oh, whatever. So what? Well, yeah, so what's $5,000? So what? Like, that's a lot of so what's. We're so over budget.
That's just a rite of passage.
Holy shit. But anyway, then sometimes I feel like, there's a part of me that feels a little sad it's not my first.
Right.
Because like,
this is your forever one.
But the beautiful thing is, it is my first lesbian wedding.
So you're starting from scratch.
I have found the loophole
yes.
in all of the pre, like, you've been married before. Because it's like, I mean, I was a virgin.
What?
Well, not when I got married, but
oh.
I lost my lesbian virginity to Taylor.
Yeah, duh. I thought you were saying
she lost her lesbian virginity to me.
Wait, I thought you were saying that you lost your virginity, straight virginity, to husband.
No, okay,
that's what I thought. You just confused me for a second. Of course you were Taylor's virginity. And by the way, same with me and Ben.
No,
me and Ben both have only been with each other.
No. Yeah. Do you know my parents were virgin when they got married?
Oh, that's so sweet.
Look at all the new things I'm telling you.
Literally.
Challenge accepted.
By the way, no. Literally, the feedback we get all the time is like, you guys literally talk about the same shit on the podcast. So we have taken that feedback and we are using it to our advantage.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Flex. Real talk. Periods are the pits. In my personal opinion, pads are unacceptable. Tampons are the literal worst, but thanks to Flex, they're changing the period game. Literally, they're innovating period care with products that are body safe, made for comfort, and made to keep you moving. There's a Flex disc, which is a one-time use menstrual disc that fits perfectly inside your body. One Flex disc can be worn up to 12 hours and hold as much as 3 super tampons.
Uh-huh.
It's also not a cup, and it's better than a tampon. It's literally unlike any other period product out there, anything you've ever seen before. And best part, you can wear it for mess-free period sex. Yeah, you heard me. Flex discs also create 60% less waste compared to pads and tampons. So yeah, you can consider using Flex, your environmental good deed. And if you want to go zero waste and have the planet love you even more, pick up the Flex Cup. It's a reusable menstrual cup that Cosmo rated number one. The patented pull tab makes Flex the only cup on the market that removes like a tampon. It's really easy and you actually already know how to use it. It's also disability friendly and made with beginners in mind. My first tampon experience was a nightmare, so I'm happy that Flex understood that process. And it's velvety soft, completely body safe, and lasts for years. Plus, they've got helpful videos, in-depth diagrams, GIFs, and Flexperts available to walk you through the entire process. You'll never go back to the products from the past once you try Flex. So say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/Taylor and use code Taylor for 20% off Flex Disc starter kits or 10% off your first Flex cup plus free U.S. shipping. That's code Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R at flexfits.com, F-L-E-X-F-I-T-S flexfits.com/T-A-Y-L-O-R. And now to the podcast. So my mom and dad, so growing up, I thought I was the biggest hoe in the world because I did not marry the person I slept with for the first time. I actually only slept with like, I don't know, 5 to 10 people.
Do you wish you slept with more, like now that that part of your life is behind you?
No, because every time I slept with somebody, I thought I had STDs, like big ones that I immediately had to go to the Planned Parenthood and get tested for. My roommate slept around and she borrowed my jeans, which I didn't wear with underpants because that was like the times.
Yeah.
And I thought I caught something from her. Like the people at Planned Parenthood were like, stop coming.
Right.
Please.
You're abusing the privilege.
Like literally. So
can I ask you another question?
Please.
Did you see anyone after Wasbin besides Tay? Was there like a boyfriend?
Yeah, there was. Well, there wasn't a boyfriend. There was. Okay. So I don't know that I've definitely talked about this on the Taylor Strucker Show, but I don't know if I've ever like really said it here on Taste of Taylor. So, which is like, you know, a lot more years and also very new. Well, maybe I have, but whatever. Repetitive Rita over here. So there was a guy. Okay. So Wasbin and I were married almost 5 years. And we were not good, probably not before I walked down the aisle.
Right.
So once I started to like kind of like baby step the courage to get out of the marriage, you know, and it was like there were a lot of financial components. I am not Erica Jane, and I do think she had way more knowledge than she puts on. Yeah. But the way she is pretending and speaking, I can relate to.
Of course.
Like I'm like, yes, I've been there. Like you have to like be like, what is my value system? What's important to me? Because you're walking away from a very cushy life.
How do I pay for this lunch?
Like literally, like how will I ever buy Kiehl's again? These are the things. And I thought bad marriage or Kiehl's for life. Kiehl's for life is pretty tempting.
It's a tough call.
By the way, Kiehl's sponsor my fucking podcast.
Literally.
So anyway, I went through a whole range of emotions and I even remember one time Wasbin found a stack of like, what's it called? The website, for, like it's not Zillow, but it's like
realtor.com,
whatever, like
street easy.
Yes.
How do you live in New York and not know what Street Easy is called?
I forgot. So Street Easy. I'm in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. The shade. So I had Street Easy, like thick, like printouts of all the apartments I was looking at
alone.
Yeah. Oh, they were studios. And he was like, what's this? And I was like, I want a divorce. So it wasn't a secret, but like, I was like building the courage up over time. So within that time, I had some friends that were like really supportive and there for me. And one of my friends was like, I was like, my biggest fear is financial survival. Like I'm really scared. And so she said, oh my God, we could have another him lined up in 2 seconds if that's what you want. And so she introduced me to a friend of hers, somebody she actually had dated before. And he was kind of like the light at the end of the tunnel that gave me the like cojones to do it. And I was like, I really thought I would date him when I was out of the marriage. I really did.
Well, you know what? I always say, and I said this in my book, and I've said this like a million times when people are going through breakups. I really believe that like every single person in your life, whether it's a boyfriend, a girlfriend, whatever, fulfills a purpose. And like the reference I use is like a biblical, it's called a Malach Hashem.
Ooh,
and
like
they're
that.
Like angels from God who are sent out. God gives them a mission. They pick up something and they drop it off at somewhere else. And some boys just need to pick you up out of one, or girls need to pick you up out of a place, bring you to another one. They're not meant to be the love of your life, but they're meant to get you into a different place. And I feel like this man was your Malach Hashem.
I don't want to be the Malach Hashem for her.
I'm crying. I like how you did not even listen to what the fuck I said. You're just like, I don't want to. That was funny, but like, no, that's literally not what I was saying. I was saying that boy was your Malach Hashem to bring you to the good place right here.
Malach Hashem you.
Oh my God, I can't believe you're so funny. You're not her Malach Hashem.
Okay, thank God. But yeah, I guess so. So, I mean, was it my Malach Hashem?
Well,
we're just a failed marriage.
No, right. See, I really don't like to say like any relationship is a waste of time.
Okay, I like that.
Because
I like that.
You learned something.
Because him and I, nothing is maybe in this guy.
No, but like, would you be sitting here getting ready to go to City Hall to go marry Taylor Donahue if you had not gotten married to Wasbin?
No, 1,000,000% no.
See?
I would have
so
been.
So you should be thanking him. Send him flowers and his sisters.
Oh, you know what? I really should.
Yeah.
Because, yes, he was not right for me, but he was right enough that I probably would have just, like, done the damn thing. But really, you know what? Wow, this is growth.
I'm telling
you. I want to say, right here on Taste of Taylor, I hope you guys are listening. I know you are. I apologize to Wasbin's sisters.
If you are listening, hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, girls, hey. Because... Well, not apologize. I want to thank them.
Yeah.
I rescind my apology.
You already did it. You already did it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for pissing me off so much. And it was so much I couldn't turn a blind eye to it.
Yeah.
But like, thank God for you guys.
Yeah.
They're my Malach Hashems.
You know what's so nice? You don't seem bitter at all.
I never get over a thing. But really, thank you guys so much.
You are so forgiving.
For being miserable. No, I'm just kidding. And not all of them were. Just one in particular who I will keep that identity sacred and secret. Yes. But yeah, it's... No, thank you. Because you really... Like, I think I would have still... I would right now be married to Wasbin.
Right.
In a fine marriage, yeah. But not a life-shattering, happy, yeah. Epic marriage, you
agreed.
Know? So, thanks.
Everything happens for a reason.
Everything
okay.
does. Wow, I can't believe you and Ben are virgins. That is so, I'm so jealous. I don't think you understand the jealousy that I feel.
Thank you for letting me know that you didn't read my book because it's in there, you fucking bitch.
You can call Stassi about that one.
Why, you didn't read my book?
No, I didn't read her book either.
Well, I don't care.
And I was on tour with her. She was like referencing the book and I would look at her blindly.
Bitch, listen to the audiobook. It's really good. It's a New York Times bestseller.
Oh, okay. I'll do audiobooks.
When you guys drive up to Boston, it's only 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, that's our drive. We'll listen to Claudia's book. Actually, that's what we're going to do.
Claudia, I'm counting on you because she forgets about me all the time. Fucking bitch.
But this is very special. So I'm so,
so
happy
to be here.
Taylor remembered you and then I got so excited because really this is like you need somebody here that matters to you and you like you were saying with the wedding, you know, it's interesting because with the wedding, we're having such a small ceremony and I'm so sad you're not going to be there on the
what
actual
the
wedding
day. What
is
this bitch putting in the microwave?
Taylor is making
is mac and cheese.
She's probably making like pasta fazool. Yeah.
Oh, chicken noodle soup. Okay, I thought she was like eating mac and cheese while we're sitting right here. That's so
she
rude.
Usually does. Well, like, did you see how she got McDonald's in front of me in the middle
saw,
of my torturous
I saw,
diet?
I saw.
I can't even have a fry. If I have one fry, the whole thing's to shit. So
I smelled it. I'm like, this bitch is not making mac and cheese, is she?
She eats like a child.
I know, but it's chicken noodle soup. That's good for
By
you.
By the way, that's carb. She asked me today to hold her accountable. Noodles are pasta.
Oh, noodles, yeah. She seems really upset by it.
She's like, I really want to lose 3 pounds. I was like, shut up. Over here, literally
starving.
800 calories a
for
day.
For half a pound loss.
No alcohol for half a pound loss.
How long has it been since alcohol?
I had one martini like over the weekend. But
did you get wasted?
Oh, so wasted. But I was shocked at how much I like didn't need another one because that's me. I'm usually
me too. Like 5,000 drinks.
5,000 or zero, right?
Well, also another... point from my book that you obviously missed.
Please.
Like when I, like a couple years ago, lost a lot of weight, even though it was so miserable, the best thing was like, when I'm eating really poorly, I need to have like 6 drinks to get drunk. When same. I'm on a good like diet, I literally need like 1, maybe 2 drinks. It's actually the only benefit of being on a diet.
I know, I'm with you. But I mean, me, 1 drink, 2 weeks,
nuts.
That's insane.
Nuts.
That's insane.
Nuts.
But anyway, I kind of want to drink today as celebration, right?
I think we should just have like a little champagne.
I think so too.
Yeah, I should have brought.
No, I'll have a vodka martini.
Okay.
Vodka.
Vodka martini.
I've been in Boston for too long.
Oh, God. You're going to come back from the wedding?
My God.
Taylor's here.
I'll sound like I'm from Australia.
I don't know how people in Boston talk. That sounded like
Boston
Dallas.
Boston accents kind of sound like Australian accents in a really weird way. Park the car in Harvard Yard. That's a Boston accent.
Park the car in Harvard Yard.
In Harvard Yard.
You guys don't say the R, essentially.
Yeah, you drop the R, but if there is no R, then you add an R. That's how it works.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Park the car inhabit, yad.
Yeah.
And then what's a word without an R?
Okay, for example, my dad, one time we were driving in Boston by wherever, and all of a sudden my dad went, oh, look, a baba spar.
A what?
A baba spar. Would you like to translate what that is?
A baba spar?
Baba spar.
Barbershop?
Barber spa. Spa. Barber spa.
Okay, what's a barber spa?
Now I'm questioning.
You botched the story.
The English language. No, it was a barber spa.
No, it's probably a barber, like, and he said, like, sharp instead of shop. I think you're recounting the story incorrectly.
Wait, what are we going to experience right now at Town Hall? I don't know.
Town Hall is turned full of really interesting people.
Wait, are you really honored or are you a little annoyed? Because I feel like asking anyone to go to the Town Hall is like, go to the post office for me. I will not do it.
I'm so glad you brought this up. Okay. Because when you texted me, I was on the verge of tears. Like, yes. So honored, humbled.
I know.
And then at like 1 o'clock today, I was like, oh my God, I have to go to Jersey City and I have to get in the car for 40 minutes. I was like, oh, this is a favor.
It's a favor.
But I'm not saying I don't want to be here at all. Like, I'm very thrilled. It was just a journey, even though I got here so fast today. I got here early, actually.
I know you did. You busted in on my radio show, the Taylor Strucker Show. Sign up on Patreon. Patreon.com/the Taylor Strucker Show. So let's talk about our friendship.
Okay. Oh, my God. People love to hear that.
I know. But, like, really, so I was so, as you know, I was very scared to invite you to the wedding. Because I felt like if I invited you to the wedding, it would cause so many problems for me with other friends that I've known longer than I've known you.
What Enneagram number are you?
Who do what?
Your Enneagram.
What's that?
What? You're a podcaster and you don't know what Enneagram is?
No.
Or if you're ever looking to like waste an hour on your podcast, Enneagram quiz. It's like a personality type quiz.
Oh.
You take a really, really in-depth quiz about like what type of person you are, what type of friend you are, what type of you an empath, and you get a number.
Okay.
And me and Jackie did it, and I can never remember. We got a 1 and a 3. I can't remember from the 3 or the 1. I'll have to ask Jackie. But I feel like it's really indicative of like the type of person you are. And like you, when we kept talking about your wedding, you were like, I don't want to upset other people. And it's like, girl, it's your wedding. Why the fuck do you care about other people? Now, I was just going to say, that's definitely an Enneagram thing, because whatever you are, I'm not.
Right. So you don't feel that way. So wait.
Oh, it's my wedding, and I'm going to be bending myself out of shape not to hurt someone else's feelings. If you can come to my wedding and find a way to make it about you and get upset, you're not my fucking friend.
Well, my thing was going to be people who I didn't invite who were going to get upset.
Still, you're making my wedding about you. You're not my friend.
You're right. And to be fair to myself and honest, I am not that person. Like, I never, like, I'm busy, like, accommodating for somebody that I'm not even. Like, it's one thing if you're, like, selfish and you're like, well, I would be insulted, so I'm going to do this because if the roles were reversed, I would be pissed. But if the roles were reversed, I would never be pissed.
No, I actually really am understanding when it comes to people not inviting me to their wedding, because for the most part, I don't even want to go. So thank you for not inviting me.
That is how I feel as well. It's a gift to not have to come.
It's such a gift. And, like, honestly, unless I'm so in love with the couple or so close to the couple or obviously related to the couple, I don't go. I don't want to take up a seat.
Yeah.
I don't want someone to have to pay for me when I'm not like really into it.
Yep.
So I actually say no to a lot of weddings.
Well, that's a gift too. Because sometimes people are like, oh, I'm scared to say no. And I'm like, honestly, the bride and groom or the groom are probably like thrilled.
They're over capacity. They don't really care about you, but they had to invite you, because they're Aunt Linda. Like, it's a gift.
It is a gift. But I definitely, so that was a thing for me, was I was just, which was so stupid. I was aware it was stupid, but I was like, it's just going to be an ish show. But I am sad you're not going to be there. I think that people put way too big of a premium on longevity and friendship.
Yes. I think that...
Do you subscribe to that or do you unsubscribe to that?
I think there's a misconception that every person who comes into your life is meant to be there forever. People are there for a reason, for a season, or for a lifetime. And not everyone is going to be a lifer.
Right. Exactly. But I do think that there's something to be said when it's like, it's a long-term friendship. It's like, well, if you put a new friendship in higher regard than the old friendship, then like, that's a dick move on your part. I'm looking at this through a housewife's lens.
By the way, I actually understand that. I do.
But
I do. But also, like, just do what you want. Like, it's your wedding. Like, you don't need to have this whole philosophy. Just do whatever the fuck you want.
Well, I did. And it worked out.
And we're all winners.
Perfectly. And we're all winners at the end of the day.
You're a winner, baby.
So I want to go back to your wedding. People that you invited that you don't even speak to, what percentage would you say?
Like 2 people. And I just, like, can't even look at them. It makes me so mad.
Can I ask what happened?
No, but I'll tell you after who they are.
Are they still like in the crew?
No, and that's why it upsets me. Like, I just like kind of fell off from being friends with a couple people.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think of like how they were there, but you weren't, like, that just makes me annoyed.
I get that. I totally get that. Question two. How did I get invited to Jackie's wedding?
Because I was like, you better invite that bitch. Like, because, you know, one of our sister's weddings, it's like a whole family affair. It's not even about the bride. It's about like the family.
Yes, exactly.
So you getting invited to Jackie's wedding
was a makeup.
And so did Brian.
Yes. Was who, like, I didn't know at the time.
Right.
So I couldn't embarrass myself in front of Brian as well as, like, everybody at my table.
For me. Yes. And like, it's because it's like a family thing. Like, my wedding, Jackie's wedding, whatever, you know?
That's how it felt. I'm so happy. And then I harassed, sometimes the snow comes down in June.
What song is that?
Was she there?
Who?
Oh, God, my brain. You went and saved the best, Vanessa Williams.
Yes, yes, yes.
I thought she was a premonition. No, that's wrong. I thought she was
what the fuck are you talking about?
I thought she was a mirage.
A premonition.
I thought she was a drunk mirage for me. I went up to her and was like, I am Taylor.
Is that what you said?
Did I not tell you the story?
You are Taylor, like that's your name?
Like, years ago, this guy, Robert Verdi, used to be on my radio show at Sirius, okay? And Robert Verdi is, like, he's best friends with Hugh Jackman, which is, like, Craig. And he was, like, very big on E for, like, you know, 90s, early aughts.
The story is feeling like repetitive Rita syndrome. Like, I've definitely heard it, but continue.
Okay. So it's not my fault you forget.
That's true. I have to take responsibility for my part in you being repetitive because I have the worst fucking memory.
So he was on the show forever and ever and ever. Aside from Hugh Jackman, he's also best friends with Desperate Housewife, Eva Longoria.
Queen.
At her wedding, like, not that long ago, what, 5 years ago?
Okay.
And sometimes the snow comes down in June. Vanessa Williams performed that song as they walked on the aisle at Eva's wedding. Anyway, so Robert goes over and he's like, hey, that was great. Like, it's a small wedding. And she was like, love you on Taste of Taylor. I'm sorry, love you on Wake Up with Taylor.
What?
Or Cosmo Radio, whatever she called it, which is my show for sure. Because that was it.
Yeah, you are Wake Up with Taylor.
Hello, or was, whatevs. Rest in peace. So he came back and was like bragging that Vanessa Williams like was a fan of the show.
Stop.
So I was like, I'm dead. We have to have her on. Never happened. They fired me, whatever, whatever. And then I'm at the wedding and she's there. And I was like being a drunk, crazy, angry, scary, insecure person.
But you wanted to make the connection.
So Tay thought it would like make me feel better about myself. She's like, go say hi to Vanessa Williams. And I was like, I'm gonna.
Oh my
God. So I went over and I was like, I'm Taylor. And and she had no idea who I was.
Did you say, hi, I'm Taylor, period, like Taylor Swift? Or did you say, hi, I'm Taylor Strecker from the Taste of Taylor Morning Show on Sirius XM Cosmo Radio?
I think I just thought she would know
me. You think you're Madonna? Like, you can't just go over, hi, I'm Taylor, period. Who the fuck do you think you are, bitch?
Taylor. I think I'm Taylor. So
good answer.
She did not know, which then sent me from insecure to spiral. And that is when I
had to be put in a cab.
My Chanel bag. No, I stayed, bitch.
Oh.
Taylor put herself in a cab, was like, get away
good
from
for
me.
Her.
And then I threw my Chanel bag and I killed Karl Lagerfeld, died the very next day.
Oh, you think that's something to do with you?
Karl Lagerfeld.
Who did you throw your bag at?
The ground.
Mm.
And then I sat at the table in front of Heather McMahon and her husband, or her boyfriend at the time, fiance, and flirted with your cousins.
Oh, they're cute, though. Oh, but you're a husband. Wait, male cousins or female?
Male, to get back at Taylor.
Oh, yeah, that's going to get her all angry. I'm crying.
And now she's going to marry my crazy ass, so anyway.
Today?
I know!
Yahoo!
Claudia, thank you for being on the podcast.
Of course, of course,
we got to keep it short today because we got business to take care of.
Yes, we do.
And thank you for being a part of this. You are step one in the most important process of the rest of my life.
I'm so excited.
Because I'm not a whatchamacallit. I'm a shugana?
Malach Hashem.
Thank you.
I'm just like really struggling, like figuring out a way how to make the next hour like somehow about myself. Like, you know me, I'm like so hard, but I'm gonna take a step back. It's just gonna be hard for me.
Are you gonna take pictures for us?
Yeah, of course. I'm literally here to like make content. I already have like 4 TikTok ideas.
Oh, TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like this because that's where all the lesbians go to become like fame.
Is that true? Are there a lot of famous lesbians?
Apparently lesbians are huge on TikTok.
I know one. Sedona, do you know her?
Well, now I have to go put makeup on. No.
Taylor, do you know Sedona?
Nope.
She's a University of Oregon basketball player. Oh, yeah. Oh, there we go.
She's such a lesbian.
And she got like super famous on TikTok because she's the tallest bitch alive.
What does she do on it?
She just like sings and dances. And now she has a girlfriend who's 4'11 and she's like 6'11. And it's the craziest thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Make us TikTok stars, can you?
Done.
Well, that's it for me. I'm going to be quitting this podcast because I'm going to be a TikTok star. Just kidding. All the TikTok stars get podcasts and then they're terrible.
That's true.
You guys, that is it for us this week. Claudia, I love you. Thank you for joining.
I love you so much more.
You guys know where to go, but I'll just say it anyway. At girl with no job. At Claude with no job. Also, Morning Toast at the Morning Toast. Morning Toast, Monday through Friday. It's epic. Sometimes I come on. I love it.
It's true.
And am I forgetting anything? Oh, and also New York Times bestselling author.
Yes, girlwithnojob.com/book.
And get the book. If you're like me and can't read good, then you should listen
audiobook.
To it on audio. I want to listen to your voice anyway.
Yeah, no, it's me.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna
fabulous.
Get it.
I'll believe it when I see it.
All the things. I'm gonna.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, that is it for us, you guys. And make sure to follow me at Taylor Strecker and follow at the Taylor Strecker Show. We're trying to get the radio show, the talk show, the Patreon to 10K.
You'll get there. Woohoo.
So we can get swipe up. So please do that. Me a favor. And yeah, that's it for us. Have a great one. Until next week. Bye, girl. Bye.